Grace and peace to you in Jesus Christ, the love of God Almighty, who is born among us this holy night. Throughout the season of Advent, we've been reading poems for our weekly discussion and for our Holden evening prayer. It's been a blessed reminder to me of how poems can so often speak what regular prose description or even story cannot say. And so when I came across a Christmas poem by Wendell Berry, my first thought was, how have I not seen that before? And then that's for Christmas Eve. Remembering that it happened once, we cannot turn away the thought as we go out cold to our barns toward the long night's end, that we ourselves are living in the world it happened in when it first happened, that we ourselves opening a stall, a latch thrown open countless times before, might find them breathing there, foreknown, the child bedded in the straw, the mother kneeling over him, the husband standing in belief he scarcely can believe, in light that lights them from no source we see. An April morning's light, the air around them joyful as a choir. We stand with one hand on the door, looking into another world. That is this world, the pale daylight coming just as before, our chores to do, the cattle all awake, our own white frozen breath hanging in front of us. And we are here as we have never been before, sighted as not before, our place holy, although we knew it not. This poem offers us an evocative image of what we say Christmas is all about. God coming as a baby into the human world. Christ coming in love into our very lives. Wendell Berry, besides being an extraordinary poet, is also a farmer. So there is authenticity to him talking about going into the barn to tend the chores of the day. As he sets the miracle of Christmas in the midst of his real daily life, he reminds us that that is how it comes to us as well, into ordinary lives, ordinary tasks that we might call secular and separate from God. But when we see those things we do, those people or the world around us as secular and profane, lacking the spark of God's divine life within it, then we can ignore it or use it or even abuse it. But God became human. God took on frail flesh and broken humanity, became a physical and vulnerable part of God's very creation. And in that, we can see that our lives and all creation are indeed holy. Jesus coming to us as a baby, in a feed trough, in a small village far from the seats of power, opens our eyes to see God and our own lives in a new way. We can see our place as holy, although we knew it not. It's hard for us, I think, to hear how ordinary, but also how extraordinary this story is. We know these words so well. Just to hear the words brings layer upon layer of memories. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus, and we hear the voice of Linus from Charlie Brown. There are images of children traipsing around in bathrobes with pipe cleaner halos. Favorite hymns start humming in our heads. And those ornaments that we place carefully year after year on our Christmas tree. But for those shepherds on that hillside long ago, there was no such romantic image of the work they were doing or of their place. Shepherds were actually on a low rung of the social ladder, like overnight gas station attendants or those who clean office buildings all through the night for minimum wage. The shepherds were just going about their business of caring for their sheep, as so many who are working through this night, just doing what is needed. And they are holy, although they do not know. And what did Joseph and Mary think, finding themselves displaced and far from home when their baby came? Might they have wondered how this could be the promised Son of God coming in such an unlikely time and place? But then the shepherds burst in with stories of angels and the multitude of heaven opening up, and they sent them there to this ordinary family and a baby lying in a manger. And what was ordinary, a baby born, the scent and smell of sheep, blankets, and meals wrapped up for travel, suddenly it all becomes extraordinary, becomes an image of love incarnate, God's gift of God's own self come into their lives. And doesn't that change everything? Mary is just like any mother who feeds and burps and cleans a baby. Joseph is a father and a carpenter who works to provide for his family. Eventually, they will take their baby home to Nazareth and raise him there. The shepherds will go back to the fields to protect their sheep from harm. Yet, their lives are changed. God has broken in. Love has been born to live among them, and so for us as well. God's action in the world may not always be what we expect. It may surprise or even shock us. We may not see God come when we are gathered in worship or sitting quietly in prayer or seeking God on a mountaintop. But when we are going about our ordinary lives, folding another load of laundry and feeding the cat and getting the mail and helping our kids get through another class on Zoom, shopping for groceries, we peer over our masks at people who seem all the more like strangers because of the masks they wear. And suddenly we see love is here. Christ is here in our lives that are also holy, even when we don't see it. Christ is in the person who cannot afford the groceries in their cart and in the person behind them in line who slips them a $50 bill, in the person living alone and no longer strong, and in the neighbor who comes by to shovel the snow from their sidewalk unasked. Christ is in all those healthcare workers and other essential workers who have risked themselves to care for others and simply pay their bills during this year of COVID. And Christ is in all who lie alone in hospital rooms and nursing homes tonight, longing for human contact. We celebrate Christmas year after year to remember that Christ has come, not just to the places that we consider special and set apart and sacred, those beautiful spaces where we put on our Sunday best and act on our best behavior, those places that we'd like to invite Christ into. But Christ is born into the ordinary tasks and the messy places of our real lives. Christ is born, and in his holy light, we can see that our whole lives are holy, claimed and blessed by the love of God. God's love has come to us, and so we in turn may offer that love for all we meet, who bear in their faces and in their hearts, in their struggles and messiness and joy, the image of and likeness of God. They too claimed and beloved of God. Our lives and all the lives around us, holy and beloved, even though we don't see it. Remembering that it happened once, we cannot turn away the thought that we ourselves opening a stall might find them breathing there. And we are here as we have never been before, sighted as not before, our place holy, although we knew it not. Thanks be to God, and Merry Christmas. Amen.